mix with On the Beat.
See what you can do.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's Zisu, back again. East Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. This is episode 66. Today we'll be talking about TV, including The Orville, The Deuce, Vice Principals, Fear the Walking Dead, The Guestbook, and The Mayor. Movies including Mother and Bright Lights, Fisher Reynolds. And as always, the week in sports, including week two of the NFL season, the week in Funko and collecting, weekly Star Wars moment, and our weekly random movie and song recommendations. But before I go any further, the time of lawlessness is over. He's back. It's the Nez.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. And again, thank you so much for checking out our podcast. And everyone that's listened to our anniversary show we did. Yeah, it was over 3 hours, but but it was all right, man. Thank you so much, everyone that downloaded it, everybody throughout the world. This episode is going to probably be short because I think we gave you everything the last time. So, but let's get into this.
Yeah, let's get right into it. Let's just start with some TV. The first thing I wanted to talk to you about was The Orville, Seth MacFarlane's new Star Trek-like show. I checked out the first episode, and I got to say, wow, it's pretty much Star Trek. I liked what I saw, but I'm almost surprised. Like, I wonder if, like, he tried to, like, get the rights for Star Trek, and that didn't work out because they were bringing back Star Trek. So he's like, F it, let's make this show anyway. But man, this show feels pretty much like classic Star Trek.
Is it comedy or is it serious?
It's super light on the comedy, which I'm not really a fan of the Family Guy or any of Seth MacFarlane's other comedy shows. So I actually appreciated what he was doing here. The comedy is real light, but there was a couple of moments toward the end of the first episode that were actually pretty funny and I really appreciated. But for the most part, it's pretty much like a classic Star Trek adventure show. So, yeah.
I'll check it out. What channel is this on?
It's on Fox. The second episode aired last night, but the Broncos-Cowboys games, which we'll get to, it was delayed by lightning. So if you tried to DVR it, you probably didn't get the whole thing. You probably got like 10, 15 minutes of it. So, but it's on Hulu. Probably the second episode's up now by now, but yeah, it's, I definitely recommend checking out to decide for yourself, but you'll notice like right away in the first 15, 20 minutes, you'll be like, whoa, like you can tell right away. He's not going for comedy really. So, but by the end of it, I was interested enough to check it out again, at least. So we'll see.
All right. Hey, before we go on, sorry, everybody. It's just, you know how our internet is. Zisu sounded a little choppy, but hey, it's all right. We're going to get through this. But as far as the show, I want to check it out. I thought it was going to be more comedy driven, but I do get that Star Trek vibe, but I'm thinking more of, I was thinking like, not Starship Troopers, more of Galaxy Quest. I was thinking of that.
Right.
So, we'll see.
Right. Yeah. I'll at least check it out again. But just moving right along, I got a few more quick hits, but you want to touch on Fear the Walking Dead?
Yeah, I know you're not caught up. The second episode aired What's today? Oh, today's Monday. So last night it aired. I was hoping for a reunion between Daniel and his daughter, but that's not happening. But it's building up to that. Because right now they're dealing with a water issue. They're running out of water at their little camp that they had, or the ranch that our heroes are living on. And there's still tension between the main people and the new character, Michael Grey Eyes' character, Walker, and the Nation. They're still having they came together, but they're still kind of having issues on what's really going on. Because Walker's ready to just, this is our land, get out, and kick everyone out that's not a part of the Nation. Which I back, I'm all for it. Yes, they stole that land from them, so if Walker and them want to kick everyone out, hey, I'm right with them. So, but yeah, that's all that's going on right now. I don't know how many more episodes we got this season, but it's Fear the Walking Dead, man, and it's slow.
Right.
Everyone's gearing up for the Walking Dead to return next month. I believe the 22nd. I'm not sure. I know it's always like right around before Halloween. So
exactly,
we'll see what's coming in that. I have not really. I've seen the trailers they put out during Comic-Con and everything, and the trailers they're showing now. I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm not sure what angle they're going with on if the Whisperers are going to appear this season, which I hope. But
flash forward, maybe?
What?
They're doing like flash forwards, I guess, from that Comic-Con trailer, it appeared. So maybe.
Well, if they flash forward, they're going to flash way over the Whisperers, and I hope they don't do that, because that's going to be one of the key parts to what's coming in the story. I mean, they can't glaze over that. I mean, if they do that, all the fans of the comics are going to be pissed. I know I will, because I'd like to see how they're going to do the stuff with the Whisperers and everything. And we're sticking with Walking Dead. I went into this comic book store after the movies the other night, and I realized that I'm like two issues back on The Walking Dead. And supposedly there's this new character coming that's going to be like tougher than Negan. It's a female character. I don't know her name yet. That's just what I was told. I'm on The Walking Dead comic book website, so I'm not sure who this chick is. I know there's going to be some variant covers. I'm not sure if it's out yet, because it could be out. I'm not sure, but unless this is okay, this was early September. I think the issue is out already. It's issue 171, and there is a lady on the cover. She kind of reminds me of like a Foxy Brown type of character. Not sure. It looks like she's a black lady. She's got crazy hair. She's got a puffy, furry green, or not green, a pink coat, sidearms, holding a machine gun. And she looks badass, and supposedly she's badass, more badass than Negan. So we'll see. Yeah, I guess it's only right for them to throw in more bad guys, because this world's pretty big. But if this cover is out, if this issue is out, I need to get it, because I need to get issue 170. I missed that one. But yeah, this is a new one. Supposedly this, with her on the cover, is going to be the one to get. They usually put out a couple variant covers. Got an introduction to a new character, so hopefully I can get one. I don't care. I mean, I hate missing issues and then having to pay more than cover price. So I need to get out there and find issue 170. And if 171 is out, hopefully I can get one. I don't care which cover I get. I just want not miss any issues, because I love the story, what's going on. But enough of the comics talk. But with the show, the regular show, yeah, they did show us like some flash forward shit. But I don't know. Don't glaze over the Whisperers. I mean, that's all I want. I want to see that more.
Right.
And as far as back to the book, for those of you that don't read it, Negan's going to be around for a while. So don't think you're going to see the end of him anytime soon within the seasons. I know that's a spoiler alert, and some of you are probably like, wow, why are you telling us that? Hey, if you read the books, you already know. Yeah, that's coming. As soon as I find out who this new chick is, I'll definitely come back on here and tell you guys. For those of you that already, if it's out, and if those of you already read it, let me know what you think of this new character. If she's badass, as they say. So, but yeah, for TV, for me, that was it. All I had was Fear the Walking Dead.
All right. I got a few more. I'll just quickly run through them. First of all, the intro I gave you today was Vice Principals based. It's returned for its second and final season. Interesting the way they're promoting it, calling it the final semester. The way they actually filmed this show was all together. They cut it into two seasons and it aired over a year apart, but it's back. The first episode is back of the second part or the second season or the final semester, whatever you want to call it. And I texted you about this last night. Incredible. It's like the funniest show. It's amazing return episode. And even seeing some in the preview, it was just so funny. The show's amazing.
Sorry, I stepped out of the way for the mic, but I heard you. Yeah, dude, I still want to finish it. I mean, I just only watched like the first couple episodes, but right. I'll get to it. I have so much other stuff, other TV things to watch that you can't watch this, watch that. I got a ton of homework to watch.
I know, exactly. But yeah, so I'm glad that's back. I don't want to get into it too much because I don't want to spoil it for you. I mean, it is just a comedy show, but there is a storyline, so yeah, I'll wait till you catch up to get into that, but just really excited that Vice Principals is back. As far as another HBO show, we talked about it on our fall preview and a few episodes before that. Finally checked out the first episode of The Deuce from the creator of The Wire and Tremé. Yeah, I thought it was all right. I'm a fan of the previous work, especially The Wire. Speaking of things I'm always talking about checking out, definitely check out The Wire. It stands up and it's an incredible show. I just wasn't excited, I guess, for the 70s setting. But like I mentioned a few pods ago, I heard the rumor that if the show does get a second season, it'll move into the 80s. And that could be cool. But basically, the story of people interacting with Times Square, cops, hookers, pimps, bar owners, the whole lot, and just the idea of Times Square being, you know, crazy and a lawless zone almost, as it was in the past. So they say in the little behind-the-scenes featurette after the first episode, they talk about, you know, how it eventually became cleaned up and it's nothing like what it used to be. So they don't film there, they film somewhere else. So but yeah, anyways, Deuce,
I'll check that out. I know that's also on my what to watch.
Right. Next one I got, two more quick ones for TV. This one came out of nowhere for me. TBS's The Guest Book. I'm not even sure how I stumbled onto it. I think I saw an ad for it randomly on one channel, and I saw it just had a ton of people, mainly Danny Pudi from Community and Powerless. Big fan of his. It was awesome to meet him at Comic-Con, so I thought I'd check it out. And came to discover that it's the new show from the creator of My Name is Earl and Raising Hope. If you know those shows, you know the kind of vibe this guy goes for. It's kind of like trailer park characters and comedy. but yeah, Exactly. This one, though, it has... It's almost like the comedy version of that show we talked about a few weeks ago, Room 104, whereas that is more Twilight Zone and can be maybe sometimes creepy. This is like the comedy version, and the guest book is basically this. It is. It's a guest book for this mountain cabin, and every episode, like a different character or group of people are staying at the cabin, so every week is like a different story, but they maintain some of the same characters. Like there's a real rundown like strip club with a couple characters and a doctor that lives next door to the cabin. And the interesting thing is, if you're familiar with Raising Hope and My Name Is Earl, of which I only watched a few episodes of each, characters from both appear in this, but the most interesting part is, like I said, every episode is like a different story, different situation, different characters, and it's available. I just got it on demand on my TV dish, so I'm sure it's out there. TBS seems to like to do that with its shows, put it out for demand. So if you're a fan of Earl or Raising Hope, I'd say definitely check this out. And even if you weren't, maybe give it a try, just because it's kind of interesting, the whole different story aspect.
I know what you're talking about. At first, when you first texted me about this, I was like, wait, what? And then I remember every time I go to the movies, they have those before the preview stuff.
Yep.
Right. With that one chick. What the hell is her name?
Maria Menounos.
Yeah, she got an annoying laugh, but I like it. They were always talking about this show, and I remember one of the times that I'd seen it. I don't know how many times. I do wanted to check it out because it looked funny. There was some people sitting in front. There was a couple sitting in front of me, and the guy goes, "Oh my God, another white trash TV show."
It's that guy.
I started laughing, but yeah, I wanted to check it out because it looked pretty funny.
Yeah, it's so far so good. I checked three or four out. It goes fast. It's a half hour so show, so minus the commercial, it's like 20 minutes. So, but speaking of the last show, I want to talk about. We talked about last episode. You got to see it. Now I've watched it. The Mayor. I gotta say, you nailed it as far as, man, it felt like they were zooming through the storyline. I liked it, and I'm real hopeful going forward, but yeah, you nailed it. They zoomed through the whole storyline. I think, okay, I get it, you want to be a half-hour comedy, but at least they probably should have done an hour first episode, pilot episode, because you're right. They were zooming through that storyline, and I know they got to get him there. They got to get him in office. They got to teach him a lesson. But man, it was like boom, 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 boom. Like, the characters really didn't have a moment to breathe. It was just like that. So yeah, you nailed it. But I'm hopeful going forward. I really want to like this show.
I'm going to continue to watch it. I mean, I said I'd give it a few more episodes, but yeah, that was pretty much my only problem with it. It was just.
Right.
Why, I don't know why they were trying to. I mean, yes, it's only 20 minutes long, but just trying to hurry through something like that. I mean, you see that they're trying to be serious about it and then just add the comedy to kind of bring the tension down. But I'm like, why are you guys rushing so much? So, yeah, there was no buildup, no character development. Okay, here's the situation. Here's your characters. Go. And I was like, okay, slow down. I mean, let me know something about this Courtney kid. I mean, let us hear his mixtape he's trying to hype up. I mean, it's just boom, 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 boom. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to give his show a few more episodes once it starts airing. And I'll let you know if I stick with it.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm hoping it's good. I like its premise. My favorite line was actually in the preview, so I already knew it going in, but Yvette Nichols Brown talking to him on the balcony about, you know, you wanted to rap to change things, and now you really can. That was, I like that line. But yeah, it zoomed through. So
I mean, what I like about it is he is someone that's got a brain. He's not just, he's just some wannabe MC and just talking about this and that. Now, this kid, he's got a point to what he's doing, and he sees the wrong of what's going on in the community. So, I mean, I like that he's going to be the one to step forward to, other than get his career going, but to make some changes within his community. I mean, I like that whole thing of it. Yep. But just,
I really like that.
If you guys that are making this show, slow down.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's all I had for TV. But before we get into movies, I just wanted to run by you real quick. I don't know if you caught any of the Emmys. I didn't, but I just caught the news that Stranger Things and Westworld were hugely shut out. They were the most nominated shows, and they didn't win nothing, which is messed up and everything. But I do want to shout out Atlanta. Atlanta won big. Donald Glover. I loved that show last fall. I can't wait for another season. So I'm glad it won and it got its due. But that's all I knew about the Emmys. I didn't get a chance to check it out.
I didn't even know it was on. I did see the aftermath, and I heard all that what you just said. But
right.
Yeah, I think the only award shows I watch are Academy Awards and the Golden Globes. That's about it.
They're tough to watch. I'm not an award show fan, which is crazy because, you know, we do this pod and I'm hugely into entertainment, but I don't know. Award shows are kind of tough to watch. Just tell me who won. But anyways, on to movies.
Yeah. What do you got?
I just got one that I've been meaning to mention for a few weeks, but I keep forgetting, and I finally wrote it on the show notes. Something that I knew when it came out, but it was just kind of tough to watch. But then I finally like flipped past it and stopped for a minute, watched it, and then recorded a future airing of it. The documentary on Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, Bright Lights, HBO. You can watch it on HBO Go, HBO Now, or on demand if you can. It's, you know, it's sad knowing they're gone to watch it, but it's filmed in the manner of they don't have anything, you know, showing that they've passed and stuff. It was filmed obviously before they passed, and actually, a majority of it is while Carrie was filming Force Awakens. So it was actually a couple years ago that they were filming most of it. But if you don't know, you know, the story of those two, or even if you do, it's a good watch. It's a good little documentary. So, yeah.
And where'd you watch this again?
HBO. It's available on HBO Go, HBO Now. It's under the documentaries. It's called Bright Lights, Fisher Reynolds. And it's cool. It you know, most people, well, I can't say most, but a lot of people know the story of Carrie Fisher's upbringing and Debbie Reynolds and whatnot and her origins as a movie star in old Hollywood, but it's cool to see and have it laid out and Eddie Fisher and kind of see what went on with him and the whole Elizabeth Taylor of it all and whatnot. But like I said, it also, I'm guessing around maybe late 2013, 2014, probably 2014, because like I said, Carrie's filming Force Awakens, and people keep asking her how it's going, and she keeps saying that she can't say anything about it.
Well, shit, they can't. I mean, they signed that thing. You're gonna get killed if you open your mouth. So,
right. Even people were just saying like, "Oh, how's the new Star Wars going?" She was like immediately like, "I can't talk about it."
Just say, "It's going all right." That's all you gotta say. You don't have to go into detail.
Right. But yeah. It's cool to see, you know, like I put off watching it just because it was sad. It came out right after they passed, so, which was sad in itself, but it's interesting to see. And like I said, it fills in some stuff you may or may not have known about Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher and the raising of Carrie Fisher and her brother. So
yeah, I definitely want to check that out.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it's on HBO now. Go, however you can access it. That's out there. But yeah, that was it for me for movies, documentaries.
All right. I went and seen. At first, I don't know what I saw. Darren Aronofsky's Mother, that stars Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, Ed Harris. Oh, the gorgeous and sexy Michelle Pfeiffer and a million other people. I mean, in this movie, a couple's relationship is tested when uninvited guests arrive at their home, disrupting their tranquil existence. That doesn't say anything about this movie. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw the video that I put up. Of me not knowing what the hell I just watched. And right. It was exactly that. I watched it. When was this? Saturday night to a packed theater and at the Galaxy Theater in Sparks. I think the only seats were the very front ones in front of the screen. And no one likes to sit there. But Darren Aronofsky, if you're familiar... I think I'm saying his name right, but if you're familiar with his work, he's got a lot of stuff that, like, head scratchers, because you're like, what? And but my favorite movie he did was Requiem for a Dream, that he did back in 2000. That was awesome, dealing with the whole drug and. Well, some of it was drugs, and then other stuff was craziness. Or if you're a fan of The Fountain, I can't even explain that one. Black Swan, which was a brilliant one. I love that one with Padme herself. What's her nuts?
Natalie Portman.
Yeah, and what's her face from 70s Show and Family Guy? You guys know who I'm talking about. What the hell is her name? Mila Kunis. Yeah, her. Oh, but yeah, I mean, just what Aronofsky does with his films, it's real. It's artsy. It's a thinker. And this one was a big thinker. I think another favorite movie he did was The Wrestler. I love that movie, if you guys haven't seen that. It's not a thinker. It's more of a sad, depressing type of movie, but it's an awesome film. But with this film, Mother, it was... Oh, fuck. I mean, it was confusing as hell. There was some articles and stuff before I had seen it. I was reading a lot of the reviews, and everyone was saying, this movie's stupid. Don't waste your time. I want my money back. It's probably all these younger kids that don't appreciate Aronofsky's filmmaking. Yeah, I left the theater not knowing what the fuck I watched. I was like, I was totally clueless. I kind of had an idea, because there was something I read that there was people mad that this is anti-Christian, and it's got that religious fact in it. So I was like, okay, I went in there with that frame of mind. I kind of pieced out. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I pieced in some of it together, and I was right. But everyone has their own interpretations of this film. I mean, it's different for everyone. You can put it together yourself, but it is got that religious angle in it, and some people didn't like how it was. I don't want to spoil it for anyone. I mean, this movie is a total thinker. I had watched a video on YouTube yesterday. This guy kind of broke it down and explained what was going on. Okay, some of it he explained, I was like, okay, that's what I thought while I was watching this. But when it got to the end of the movie, when all this chaos and craziness was going on, and then it just ends, I was like, what the fuck just happened? And the guy in the video explained it, what each thing meant in his interpretation. And I liked it. There's some other videos out there where guys kind of explain it. It's all kind of the same, but everyone else, it has a little different. But once this guy videos I watched, when he was done with it, I was like, okay, I get it now. I watched another video where the guy was kind of like the same video I watched the first time, but it was he had some different other things that he thought were. But I mean, it's pretty much everyone's that's analyzing this is kind of on the right page, but maybe it goes up and down with what they think each what was going on in the film means. I'm not that big of a Jennifer Lawrence fan. She got on my nerves in this movie. Javier Bardem, he was good. He was creepy. This isn't a horror movie. I don't know why they're throwing the horror label on it. This is just like a drama, mystery, mind fuck, I don't know what the hell's going on type of movie. Ed Harris was good. Michelle Pfeiffer, oh, I love her. And what's his face was in it? Hux. Domhnall Gleeson.
Yep.
He's in it. And then there was a million other people in it. with the characters in here, Jennifer Lawrence, she just labeled as mother. Javier Bardem is him. Ed Harris is man. Michelle Pfeiffer is woman. And then Hux and this other dude. They were both brothers in real life. Brian and Domhnall Gleeson. They were just brother, younger brother, and oldest son. That's what their titles were. There was no names dropped in this movie. I mean, they use their characters to explain a situation, and it's all religious, the religious angle. But everyone's performance was good. I know I'm not a Jennifer Lawrence fan, but she was good in this. And it all just takes place in this house out in the middle of nowhere. And fuck, man, it's just, she's just a homemaker trying to make her house better. Javier Bardem is a writer. And Ed Harris, he just kind of appears one day. He says he's a doctor, but then you find out he's just a fan of Javier Bardem's. And Michelle Pfeiffer is Ed Harris's wife. And then their two sons come in. There's something to do with some kind of will. And they're fighting over that. And then it just, all hell breaks loose after that. And Jennifer Lawrence is like, why are these people in my house? And Javier Bardem was the one that invited them in. Because Ed Harris thinks that their house is a bed and breakfast. And so he just, they said I can rent a room here. Because he said he was a doctor. And they said he can rent a room at their house because they have this big, huge, fancy house. And Javier Bardem's like, yeah, you can. I mean, it's late at night and you don't know where we are, or I don't know where you're going to stay, but yeah, you can stay here for the night. And then it just, from there, it just gets crazy. And I was watching this film not knowing what the hell was going on and was so completely puzzled when it was over. But watching those videos, they explained it. I get it now. And this movie was fucking awesome. I loved it. It's definitely in my top 10. I keep knocking movies out. I don't know where in my top 10, probably lower top 10, but this movie was fucking badass. I mean, I loved it. I definitely want to see it again now, knowing what I know and what to look for in this film. Yeah, dude. I mean, it's an amazing movie. I love it. Darren Aronofsky hit it out of the park again. And I just can't wait to see what he comes up with next. I mean, I think he's the kind of director that you know it's going to be crazy and you know it's going to be good. And this one, out of everything I've seen, The Fountain being a crazy one, it took me a minute to get. But this one, oh, I haven't left the theater in a long time going, what the hell did I just watch? And this movie was it, and this movie was amazing. I doubt it'll win any awards, but this movie was fucking awesome.
Huh, cool. I'm intrigued for sure.
Don't watch any of those videos. Don't read any of it. Go watch it first, then watch all those ones. Because you, I think it's more of cheating. Of I want to know what I'm looking at, and then.
Oh no!
Go in there and watch it first before you do your research.
Right, definitely. All right. Any other movies?
No, that's the only thing I've seen.
Okay, cool. Moving right along. Let's just get into sports. NFL Week 2. I guaranteed a win for your Raiders, and they came through.
I didn't see any of it. I was working and then driving home. By the time I got home from work, the game was over. But, yeah, man, we ran over them. And a lot of my friends were down the game, so they were all pretty stoked. So, yeah, man, go Raiders. Didn't get to see any of it. But, hey, a win is a win. That's two.
Right. Yeah, I was really curious to see what kind of turnout they would get because I wanted to see if it would be some kind of backlash and non-support. But I didn't hear anything, if there was anything outside, like people protesting or whatnot. But inside, I got to say, if people left the black hole, a whole bunch of other people came and filled it in because the place was packed. So, I don't know.
I think... I don't want to say every game is going to be like this, but I think all the stuff that I said on the last episode with this whole them maybe staying in Oakland, I noticed a lot of people have been like, okay, they're ready to forgive them. I'm not going to forgive them until I know they're staying and all that. I mean, I'm an Oakland Raider fan to the end. Until Oakland is gone out of the Raider title, but right. We'll see. But I have noticed there's been a lot of changes in attitudes on all these Facebook posts and Twitter and everything, and just the whole divided Raider Nation. I noticed that everyone's kind of like, okay, the football season is here. Let's just be the Oakland Raider Nation now before we all get into fights. So. Yeah, hopefully they stay in Oakland, but if they go to Vegas, fuck you. And I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. For me, the Broncos, we took on the Cowboys. Knew it was going to be a tough matchup, but I got to say, wow, I was impressed. I saw a good amount of it watching Red Zone so you can avoid the commercials. But what I did see, both sides of the ball looked really good. The quarterback, Simeon, obviously hasn't had a lot of hype, but yeah, like four TDs moving the ball, running back CJ Anderson over 100 yards rushing. The defense held the Cowboys running back. He's one of the best in the league. Zeke held him to like 8 yards on 9 carries or something. So completely shut him down. No game is perfect. Threw a interception and fumbled the ball once, which led to a touchdown. So. But you can't expect a perfect game. But as of right now, 2 weeks in, 2-0. Raiders are 2-0. Kansas City's 2-0. The Chargers are 0-2. So division's top heavy right now.
to see who how good we did. I mean, we won. I mean, that's all I know.
No, I knew you guys were going to run the Jets over, one of the worst teams in the league this year. So just a down year for them. Just real quick on the fantasy front, I'm 0-2 unless I can pull off I have one player left, but I'm down. So I'm about to be 0-2 in fantasy football. But fantasy baseball, I made it to the championship game this week. Almost ended up facing off against Joel, but he lost yesterday. I just squeaked out the win, so probably next pod we'll find out if I'm baseball champ. But anything else sports, you guys?
Baseball. Where are we? We're in Detroit right now. We play today. The Boston series, we only won one out of those three. I think before that, we swept up the Astros at home. After Boston, we went to Philly and we lost one game, won two of those. We're in Motown right now, so hopefully we can win those. The next home games are this weekend. Star Wars night on the 23rd, for those of you that are going to be at the game. Star Wars fireworks. I'll be down there that weekend, but I will be doing some other things. So I don't think I'll make it to the game. Maybe hopefully Sunday I can get to one. Then Seattle comes to town, and then I think we finish out our season in Texas for the rain when we take on the Rangers, and then yeah, that's it, and we suck.
So. Yeah, two more quick hits. One I just saw on TV, which I got down low behind me. Did you see the clip of Marshawn Lynch getting the crowd going? It was late in the game. He really had the stands moving. He was bouncing all over the place, dancing, and they showed a wide shot of the crowd. He had everybody in the Oakland Stadium, like, dancing.
Yeah, but then there's always some flashback. Or not flashback, some just...
Well, he's always doing too much.
Yeah,
so
I mean...
It's Marshawn.
It's cool. I mean, that's what he does,
from,
man. Just fucking.
He's from Oakland, so.
Take it easy.
Even the Cal.
Yeah, just take it easy, everybody, man. He's just happy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on a team that's winning. Yeah, we only won two. But, I mean, it's football, man. Just let him have fun. And I know everyone's all, oh, he doesn't stand up during the national. That's fucking stupid. Who cares if they don't stand up? It's not offending. It offends all these people that are getting bent out of shape about it. I don't give a fuck. I mean, he's not disrespecting the troops. That's to be what's everyone saying. Oh, he's disrespecting.
They always want to throw that in. And
yeah.
It's crazy.
He's not disrespecting them. Even the troops are saying that. Why don't you guys listen to them? They're saying
that's what's funny. Everybody always says that, and then the actual troops, they're fine with it. They're fine with Cap. They're fine with Kaepernick.
Yeah,
his whole thing.
People
throw that out like, oh, you're offending the troops.
No, they're the ones saying they're not. I'm not offended. I mean, they know I'm fighting for them to do this. I mean,
they're
defending the country so they can do
that. Freedom.
This is America, the freedom to do what you want. Oh,
right.
I'm not going to stand up for a flag, but I can go around and scream white power and wave the Nazi flag around, and that's okay. You guys aren't offended with that, but this guy doesn't stand up for the national anthem, and you're ready to fucking kill him. I don't know. People are stupid. Religious, politics, all that shit is bullshit. Everyone, get a grip, man. Let's just live. I don't want to get into it.
Yeah. Let's move on. But the last thing I want to say, in case whatever I roll over it, was as far as the San Francisco Giants, I caught that our season's in the tank too. I think we're even worse than the A's this year. I think we're one of the worst records in the league. But they brought back one of our pitchers from our World Series run, 3 and 5 years. I'll always have that. Ryan Vogelsong, they brought him back for a one-day contract. And they had a nice moment. They brought him out on PA speaker, and he was on the mound. And, you know, one last goodbye. So that was nice. They did that for him yesterday. So, but, yeah, that's all I had on sports.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing. Sharks are looking good.
Cool.
All warming up. Hopefully we can... pull it out this season. A's, we're done. Raiders just beginning. Yeah, we got two wins. And, yeah, let's go Raiders.
That's that. All right. Been a while because I usually like to switch it up with Star Wars moment. And if there's some big thing we were discussing, like last week, it was the directors of Star Wars and Trevorrow out and JJ in. But we started it with the whole year thing. So it's been a while. You want to throw me a year and I'll give you a September moment from a year in Star Wars history?
'78.
All right. Almost there. Obviously, the year after Star Wars. '78. After considering a number of potential directors for the next Star Wars movie, Lucas enlists Irvin Kershner in early '78. Kershner is 54 and has never directed a big visual effects movie, but Lucas admires his work, especially Raid, which was produced in a short time frame. Man, would have been awesome to meet Irvin Kershner, because shortly before he passed, he recorded a message for Star Wars Celebration 2010, the one I was at in Orlando. So it was really cool seeing that. And I remember telling Breezy, I was like, man, because they were charging $100 for autographs for Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. And I was like, man, Irvin Kershner, I definitely would have dropped $100. Little did we know, you know, what was going to happen with Carrie. Now I wish I would have dropped it on Carrie and Mark. And if I get the chance with Mark again, I won't hesitate to meet him, you know. Just do it.
$100, no. But I did meet both of them. You were with me when I met Mark Hamill, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, but man, that moment went so fast. I tried to get in there, but you know, it was on that little walkway. I didn't have the chance. It was just such a shock. I was like in awe.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, Mark Hamill. I screamed Luke Skywalker, and he went, hey, my Mark, how you doing? And then that was enough for me
right.
to be able to shake his hand and to shake the hand of the Last Jedi. And I met Carrie Fisher maybe it was before you guys all started going. I think it was my second year, 2006, when I met Carrie Fisher. She was doing a signing there, and she was just standing around. Everyone was kind of meeting other people, and Tiga and I met her, so that was cool. I got that as a Star Wars, huge Star Wars fan. I got that with me. So I met her, I met yep. Mark Hamill, I met Dave Prowse, Darth Vader, out of the original cast. Peter Mayhew, we met him, and Billy Dee, Kenny Baker. I seen Kenny Baker, I didn't talk to him, but yeah, man, Irvin Kershner, that would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have been awesome. Real quick, back on the Bright Lights Fisher Reynolds documentary, there's a scene, too, of Carrie doing a signing at a random convention. It was cool to see, like, because she was being real, but it was cool to see her talk about, and her assistant was even talking about how she used to not be so much into it, but then she kind of got into that whole idea of, you know, they love Leia and what she stands for and stuff. And Carrie was obviously, you know, she's the custodian of Leia. So what they love about Leia, they see in her and stuff like that. So, but yeah, it was cool to see. So, like I said earlier, definitely check that one out.
All right, I will.
Cool. On to collecting in the week in Funko. How'd you do this week?
I didn't go out and get anything, but my birthday was yesterday. The kids picked up a pop for me, a Walgreens exclusive, the Legends Shadow Guard. I had to text Zisu here. And I'm like, who the hell is this?
Right.
But
video game. Force Unleashed.
But it was pretty sweet, man. I didn't even know this guy existed. I think I did question you about this earlier. I just totally forgot about it. But yeah, right. It was cool. This is a good one. I had no idea who this character is. I'll have to look it up. But definitely going on the wall with everything else that I collect. And I also got a WWE figure, one of my favorite wrestlers, and it's my son Kyle's favorite wrestler. This is a CM Punk. They were just out looking, and they found it. I didn't even know they made more CM Punk stuff because he's not a part of WWE anymore. So I think this is just something that it looks like they got it at Walmart. So it might have been something that they just had and they're just trying to get rid of. And the kids picked it up for me. So I'm like pretty sweet. I'm pretty stoked about this. This will go on my wall with all my other wrestlers that I have. And I'm looking on the back and there is a Caitlyn. She's one of the divas. It's no longer with WWE. And she was one of my favorites. She was badass. I just listened to a podcast. I think it was like the JR Report or something like that. She was on there talking about what she's doing and her time in the WWE. So I'm going to be on the lookout for her. I didn't know she had a figure. So I'm definitely probably have to look at eBay or something like that. Or hopefully when I go to cons, I can see one and pick it up. But definitely on the lookout for that one. But this is pretty stoked, man. I'm happy I got this CM Punk figure.
Yeah, I don't know if you were after it, but supposedly the Enzo and Cass pack is hitting all the Walgreens right now. So that's out there.
I'd seen it in Reno. I didn't get it, but I seen it.
Yeah. I heard it was out. So, it was a friendly pack, a team up, but now it's a versus pack, right?
I didn't really. I saw it on the shelves at Walgreens, but I didn't like pick it up and really look at it. I think it's more of when they were a team, so I'm not sure yet.
You think they're gonna get back together as a team?
Right now, with their angle, no. But we'll see.
Okay, interesting. As far as my personal pickups, I cashed in a little bit of the Hot Topic, does that whole hot cash thing, and had a few of those saved up. It's good till the 24th. I know we got a giveaway. Want to announce it's good till next Sunday, but I think we're going to do the giveaway a week from today, so I can't add one of those codes in. Anyways, but personally, I picked up from Stranger Things, Nancy. It was crazy to me. Like, I know Barb had all the hype, but it was crazy to me they made Barb before they made Nancy. But I picked up Nancy, Valkyrie from Thor, and slowly putting together the Justice League, I picked up the Batman. And I didn't know about this one from looking at it, but looking at it out of the package, it's actually really cool. He's got, like, all his tech gear on and, like, goggles and all kinds of armor. But anyways, short little side note. Have you been watching Gotham?
No, I've just never
got
interested in that show.
I haven't either, but during football, seen a commercial that whatever season they're at, I'm not sure what it is, 4 or 5, something like that. They're a ways in. The shift seems to have changed to the kid that they cast as Bruce Wayne, and it's like they're gonna do like a early Adventures of Batman type season. Like he's like dressing up like kind of like Spider-Man and Spider-Man Homecoming, like the homemade outfit. Like it's a homemade Batman black outfit. Anyways, but yeah, I watched, I think, maybe 5 episodes of the first season. So that's as far as I got with that show.
But yeah, I just never had any interest in it.
Right. I'm going to save talking about the New York Comic-Con pops for next week, but just a quick heads up on stuff that's out there if anybody's interested, just browsing what's gone up. Up and Down, I'm actually after it, but it was sold out when I saw it. The TIE Fighter pilot with TIE Fighter pop on Hot Topics websites. Probably should be hitting stores. The It Pennywise with the balloon. Supposedly it's hitting like everywhere in Southern California. I was surprised to hear you didn't find it in Reno. It hasn't made its way up here yet, but that should be out there. Bruce Banner is on Toys R Us's website. So from Thor Ragnarok, it's pretty cool because it's just Bruce Banner. It's not Hulk. It's the first time I think they've done that. So anyways, yeah, just a few things that are out there. And then I see just today, Funko released official pictures of Tron Pops that look pretty cool. Looks like they all glow in the dark, which is cool. There's regular and chases of Tron and Sark. So,
which Tron?
The first one. The
original? Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, they look pretty cool. It's interesting, the chases. Both the chase and the regular both glow. The poses seem the same. It's kind of hard to see what the difference really is between the chase and the regular. But maybe they accidentally put glow-in-the-dark on the regulars. I don't know.
When I was at Hot Topic, I saw that. What are those stupid little bird things?
Pork?
Yeah. I saw one in there. It was furry or fuzzy.
Yeah.
There was another sticker on it. What was it called?
Flocked.
Yeah. What is that?
It just means fuzzy. And Hot Topic got two versions of their flocked. The basic one, and then they actually got a chase. And it's the same difference between the regular and the regular chase. It's one is mouth closed, and then the chase has its mouth open. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Anyways, but yeah, I think I like the Porgs design, and like we mentioned a few episodes, people seem to be worried about Porgs in the Star Wars community, like it's the new Jar Jar and stuff. But I'm telling you, these things, they're really going to be on the side. I'd be surprised if they end up like in more than 5 minutes of the movie. So
I'll
probably
worried.
Like one of Chewie and R2 trying to clean the Falcon of them or something.
I'm worried because these things are stupid looking.
But anyways, before we finish, got to do random movie and song recommendations. You got something lined up?
Give me a minute. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. Let's finish up with recommendations. Mine for this week, it's almost fall, so I've been saving this. For movies, I'm going to go with Fantastic Mr. Fox. If you've been listening to the pod, you know I'm a huge fan of Wes Anderson. I was really hoping Fantastic Mr. Fox was going to be available on Netflix, but it's not. In substitute, if you can't access Fantastic Mr. Fox, they do have a Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, obviously, Zissou, and Moonrise Kingdom. You can check those out. But Fantastic Mr. Fox, one of Wes Anderson's, I love his whole series of movies, and Fantastic Mr. Fox, based off the Roald Dahl book, stop motion animation. Love everything about it, the voice cast, the detail. He brings his attention to detail that he does with live action. He brings it to stop motion, and just every single frame is filled with interesting stuff. And it's the perfect movie when I was trying to think of something for fall. So yeah, Fantastic Mr. Fox. Definitely check it out if you can.
Oh man, what am I gonna pick? Shit, I don't know, man. I'm just. Go to your music one. Go to your music recommendation.
Okay. follow up with the fall theme. I've been on a little bit of a Lupe Fiasco kick. It was my random recommendation last week also, mainly because I was saving it for this one. Like I said, we're fall is kicks in officially later this week. And this is Lupe Fiasco's Dear Fall. It's another mixtape song that he did. This was before even he dropped the first album, before he dropped Food and Liquor. So it was off the Touch the Sky mixtape. But there's a much better version on the Marcy to Madison. It's a Jay-Z and Lupe Fiasco mixtape. Both of them are available on that Dat Piff for free. I recommend picking up both of them. I'll repeat that. It's the Touch the Sky mixtape, Lupe Fiasco, and then Marcy to Madison, Jay-Z and Lupe Fiasco crossover. But the song, Dear Fall, it's a take off the Memphis Bleek and Jay-Z song, Dear Summer. And interestingly, even though it has the same beat, it's just a mixtape thing, he's using the same beat. The beat to me sounds so much more like that of Fall. So as crazy as it sounds, and you know, Lupe's is just a mixtape version, I actually prefer Lupe's over Memphis and Jay's track. But another recommendation that's out of there, available for free. So please go check those out. One more time, it's the Touch the Sky mixtape and the Marcy to Madison mixtape. They're both on Dat Piff for free. So yeah, those are my recommendations for fall week.
I'm going to pick the movie, 1986 movie, Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. I always like this one. This is the one when they go back in time to 1986. let me just read it real quick. To save Earth from an alien probe, Admiral James T. Kirk and his fugitive crew go back in time to San Francisco in 1986 to retrieve the only beings who can communicate with the aliens, basically. And that's when, this is the one when they go back and get two humpback whales to take them back to whatever their time was in Star Trek. I mean, this one was funny. It was awesome to see the Kirk and the crew walking around San Francisco in 1986 and just totally being blown away with what's going on. And it was a hilarious movie. I love these Star Trek movies, the original Star Trek movies. The only one I really didn't really care for was The Final Frontier. I think that was the Star Trek. Oh, the one right after this, Part 5, The Final Frontier. That was the one. I liked it, but it was all right. It was kind of not really the best one. But, Star Trek 4, four, The Voyage Home is my pick this week. I love this movie. I'm probably going to watch it later on. Right into my song, I'm going to go to, I want to say this came out in, 1988, Bobby McFerrin's, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And that's exactly, man, you know, we always get on my little ramblings about things that I dislike what's going on in the country, but it always comes down to, man, don't worry, just be happy. I mean, I think that should be our song for everything, man, because everyone's getting all wound up about shit and about stuff that doesn't really need to be wound up about. But let's all let's not worry about all the bad things that are going around in the world. Let's just don't worry and be happy. This is a good song. It's a good pick-me-up song. I love it. I remember when it first came out, I kind of really didn't care for it, but then I heard it so much. I said, it's a catchy song. I like it, and I like the meaning behind it. The video's awesome. The great Robin Williams. I get bummed out when I think about Robin Williams. I met him once and he was an amazing guy, and I just can't believe he's gone. I mean, I know we all battle our demons and everything, but but then it goes back again, man. Let's just, don't worry, be happy. It's a good song, everyone. Check it out, Bobby McFerrin.
Definitely. On that note, before we head out of here, wanted to announce we're doing another giveaway. We didn't announce it last pod. We weren't sure what we're going to do. Still not 100% everything that's going to be in it, but I wanted to be a little bigger than normal. I know you got a digital code you can throw in, Nez, and I got a Star Wars mystery mini, so that's those are going to be two parts of the pack. There might be something else in it, but I'll get that up as soon as possible, either today or by the latest tomorrow. By the time you hear this, it'll probably be up, and we'll announce the winner for that next episode. That'll be actually kind of our anniversary giveaway, because it'll be dual items. So, yep. Anyways, yeah.
The digital code, want me to say what it is?
Yeah, sure.
It'll be the Wonder Woman. I was going to do the Mummy, but Wonder Woman is going to be out soon, so... I'm going to throw that one in. And speaking of Wonder Woman, I was looking on Best Buy. They have their Steelbook exclusive that comes out tomorrow, Tuesday. You guys will probably hear this after it comes out. But, dude, it's like $34. The Steelbook. I don't like when they do it this way because it's the 4K one. It's 4K.
They did that with Guardians too.
Yeah, they did it with the Suicide Squad as well. It's the 4K, right. Blu-ray, DVD, and I think there's a digital one. I'm like, I'm not even getting that. That's I don't have a 4K player, so what's the? I hate when they do this. Damn right. You, Best Buy. I'm gonna check out Target, exactly. See what their exclusive is, and most likely pick that one up. So, I'm gonna throw in the Wonder Woman digital code to that for. For one of you lucky listeners, Wonder Woman, awesome movie. If you guys haven't seen it yet, definitely do go pick it up. Unless you want to wait to see if you win the digital code. So either way, that's what I'm throwing in.
Sounds good. Like I also mentioned last time, everybody that entered for the previous Snoke giveaway, you're entered in this one. But just because you're entered, go ahead and comment again. That's going to be a bonus entry for you.
Well, you know what? Hold on.
A bunch of people comment.
Real quick, I'm gonna throw in two digital codes. It's gonna be Wonder Woman and the Mummy. So you're gonna get whoever wins, you can get two codes.
Wow, two codes, a mystery mini, probably something else to be announced. But yeah, it's gonna be great. That's to celebrate E-Society's 1 year anniversary, which we just passed by this last Saturday. So we recorded our big 3-hour episode the day before. So. All good things.
Yep. I just dropped a checking in episode for Macness Podcast, so check that out. It's not very long. I think it's only like maybe 15 minutes, something like that. But I just put out an episode this morning. So, but as far as East Society, man, again, everyone, thank you. Are we done?
Speaking of just that pod, just to mention, Jade's cooking up another out of necessity episode. She's got her notes ready. She's just got to record. So she'll probably get that done tonight, get that out to you. It'll probably be out in a year. I'm guessing the same time that this episode was out. So, yeah, look for that.
Yep. But as far as I got nothing else.
I guess I'll just hit you up with what's out there. I always do that. Netflix, Nez, you'll be excited to know that you were looking forward to that one documentary. Who drew the, American Vandal? It's up on Netflix. So I'm sure you're going to want to check that out and let us know what you think. I might do the same.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
HBO La La Land is up. I still need to watch that. I really wanted to watch it in the theaters, so... if I really like it, it'll be next week's recommendation. If I was in the middle, you'll hear it in the regular movies parts. As far as new movies hitting theaters this week, we got Kingsman. Couldn't be more excited. It'd have to really let me down not to make my top 10 list. I love the first one, so I'm looking forward to more. That and the Lego Ninjago movie is coming out this week. So look forward to all that and more next East Society.
That's it?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm going to make it to the movies. I'll see Kingsman, but I doubt I'll see it this weekend. I mean, I'll see it whenever I see it.
Right.
Yeah, so most likely you're just going to hear the Zisu talk about the Kingsman because that's not high on my thing. But I'm going to be busy doing other things. Who knows? Maybe I'll get in an indie movie here and there. But yeah, I think that's it for this week, man, because I got to get out of here. But
Yeah.
As far as that, man, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in, and just keep on listening, man. We got more for you. This is going to be a quick episode, so.
Yeah.
But thanks, everyone, for checking us out.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. In the words of John McClane, the TV version, yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.